Republicans, as a rule, don't like to be associated with tax increases, but Representative Jim Nielsen insists raising taxes on gasoline is a conservative idea.
I think it's a very strong conservative principle that the people that use a resource should be the ones that pay for it.
Nielsen says gas tax rates are not high enough to cover the costs of road maintenance and construction.
Increasingly, sales taxes are being used to fund transportation. And as sales taxes fund transportation, they can't fund other things. And so the people using the roads are paying less and less of the cost of using the roads. As gas taxes actually go down with fuel efficiency, and costs of road construction and maintenance go up.
Right now, Utahns pay about 24 cents per gallon of gas to the state. In House Bill 240, Nielsen is proposing an increase of 1.5 cents per gallon every year over the next 5 years. He says the increase could be offset by decreases to income taxes, a proposal put forth in a separate bill. Nielsen acknowledges that it's difficult to pass a tax increase in an election year, but he says it's important to have the conversation.
We as a society want roads. We as lawmakers don't want to pay for them because we think that society at large doesn't want to pay for them. I think if we communicate clearly that, in fact, we need to pay for what we're expecting government to do, I don't think that's unreasonable.
Nielsen won't have to worry about how his efforts to raise the gas tax will affect his reelection. He announced in December that the 2014 legislative session will be his last. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.